Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for just a slight chance of snow mixing with rain late this morning, otherwise a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In local news, the Atlantic Board of Education was expecting to receive and accept petitions calling for a bond referendum during their meeting last night, but the matter was instead tabled. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said that the decision was reached after he consulted with the chairman of the committee that was tasked with gathering the petitions calling for the vote on an $11 million referendum for capital improvement projects at each of the district's school buildings.
He would like to go ahead and not present those petitions tonight. At this point, the committee is believing that they need a little bit more time to go ahead and get information out to the community and do that in an effective way, and they didn't really feel like that they could do that with the short time that the current election might be held. So they've asked to go ahead and table that at this time until they can make a decision on when they'd like to bring that forward.
Because the school board took no action on the petitions, a resolution ordering a special election on the issuance of $11 million of general obligation school bonds was also tabled. A tentative vote on the referendum is still scheduled to take place June 25th. The Atlantic School Board was also briefly introduced Monday to James Northwick, the man who will succeed Cam Smith as the Schuler Elementary principal and curriculum director. Northwick comes from the Emerson Hubbard School District in Emerson, Nebraska. He, his wife, and young daughter were in the community Monday searching for housing. And prior to adjourning for the evening, the board heard a presentation with regard to district finances from Gary Sinclair, a former superintendent of the Dallas Center Grimes School District. Sinclair serves as the finance support co-director for the Iowa Association of School Boards and as the senior financial advisor for PMA Financial Network. He spoke about the Financial Planning Program, or FPP, to help provide additional resources and support for districts. News time is 7:09.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting this evening at the high school in Elkhorn. During that 7 p.m. session, the board will discuss and take action on the appointment of a school board member for District 1, the election of a vice president, approval of a resolution calling for an election on the proposal to change the method of election of the five directors of the EHK district to at-large, and set June 25th as the date for a special election. The appointment of a board member to District 1 is necessary due to Board President Mark Smith's move out of the district to another part of the district. In other business, the EHK board will also approve the list of seniors for graduation and contracts for driver's education instructors. Their meeting takes place in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school. Officials with the search engine giant Google say the company will likely invest another $400 million into its data center in Council Bluffs, bringing the company's total investment in the center to $1.5 billion. The Daily Nonpareil says a filing with the Iowa Economic Development Authority indicates that Google is pursuing an additional $400 million expansion. The Mountain View, California-based Google spent $600 million to open the data center in 2009 in the Manawa area, and then launched a $300 million expansion just a year ago, aided by state tax incentives. Last November, they had announced they would be investing another $200 million in expansion, but right now that's up to $400 million. Google, a year ago, won approval of state tax incentives of up to $9.6 million for the $300 million expansion, which would create 50 jobs. Its latest filing is seeking to add $400 million on top of that, and it asks to boost the state tax credits to the company to $16.8 million. How many jobs that would create was not indicated. The IAEDA is scheduled to vote this morning in Des Moines on amending its tax incentive agreement with Google. And Governor Terry Branstad is being mum about a big economic development deal set to be revealed today. The Des Moines Register reported that Facebook plans to build a $1 billion data center in Altoona, a suburb just east of Des Moines.
We don't talk about economic development prospects until the people, the company that we're working with is ready to announce it. We've been working on a project for about a year, but I think it can jeopardize the likelihood that these things will happen if they're leaked prematurely. And so we think that's inappropriate, and I'm not going to comment about it until the announcement is ready to be made, and I think Tuesday is the day it's going to be announced.
Google has invested over $1 billion on a server farm in Council Bluffs, as I mentioned, and Microsoft runs a data center in West Des Moines. Iowa is an attractive spot for the facilities with its relatively cheap and available supply of electricity. The Des Moines Register reports the site Facebook is considering in Altoona is near a Mid-American Energy power station. Governor Branstad was asked about the project yesterday during his weekly news conference. He would only acknowledge that it was a big project, but he would not say the company's name.
We have been working and negotiating with this project, I think, probably for the better part of a year, maybe even more than a year. But in a big and important project like that, it's important to maintain confidentiality and to work in good faith. And our economic development people have done that with this, as they have on many other projects.
Branstad will not reveal what state incentives have been offered to Facebook. The governor told reporters to attend the announcement today to learn the details. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
And the funeral announcements, Teresa Langston, age 73, of Stewart, died Thursday. Memorial services for Teresa Langston will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Leslie Vorm, age 90, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Les Vorm will be tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Stephen Kahn, age 65, of Lewis, died Monday. Memorial services for Steve Kahn will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. William Horbach, age 95, of Templeton, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for William Horbach will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Merritt Bauer, age 95, of Bridgewater, died Sunday. Funeral services for Merritt Bauer will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Dean Linden, age 62, of Harlan, died Thursday. Graveside services for Dean Linden will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Bob Krauth, age 75, of Messina, died February 27th. Celebration of Life services for Bob Krauth will be held on May the 4th at 2:30 p.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Larry L. Ward, Sr., age 73, of Wyota, died Monday. Services for Larry Ward, Sr. are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.